Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
One of my favorite conversations I've ever had on There Are No Girls on the Internet is with a writer who was targeted and harassed online about how she continues to stay safe while doing visible work on the internet. Without missing a beat, she said, "Anybody worried about online harassment should sign up for Delete Me." I signed up for Delete Me right then and there, and I personally recommend it to anyone. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. I talk a lot about disinformation and media manipulation on this show. Sometimes it's social media bots being driven by foreign bad actors. But what do you do when the media manipulation isn't coming from overseas bad actors, but instead from a mainstream, widely read media outlet? I've been monitoring the increasing attacks on Vice President Kamala Harris since she became vice president. Now, I already knew that she was going to face racist, sexist attacks because she's a Black woman in a visible position, and that's just kind of what happens. And it might be kind of hard to see if you're not primed to see misogynoir, the combination of racism and sexism that we face as Black women. But just look at some of the recent media narratives out there about Vice President Harris. They're all really racially coded and gendered. Recent stories paint her out to be a pushing, domineering Black woman, or uppity, which is basically just a racist framing for Black women who don't know their place or are acting above their station. A recent story about Harris's senior aide stepping down was framed as disarray in Harris's office. Or take this recent Fox News headline. Kamala Harris reportedly spends over $500 on cookware in a Parisian shop amid U.S. economic uncertainty. How is Harris spending her own money on fancy pants even a news story? And we're not just seeing this from hyper-partisan outlets like Fox News. Last night, Politico published one of the most ridiculous pieces I have ever seen, and that is really saying something. The piece, called "Kamala Harris is a Bluetooth Phobic," is about how Vice President Harris uses wired headphones instead of the wireless Bluetooth kind. And the article's framing, like, basically calls her a crazy person because of it. Former aides say the vice president has long been careful about security and technology, with some describing it as prudent and others suggesting it's a bit paranoid. The piece also goes on to say that when people visited Harris's office back when she was California's attorney general, she would instruct aides not to let them wait in her office alone, as if that's not a totally normal thing for people to do. The piece goes on to say that her office did not respond when Politico asked if there was a fun origin story to Harris's Bluetooth wariness, or for any background on the particular security risks Harris believes Bluetooth technology represents. But you know what the journalist who wrote this story could have done to get background on the security risks of Bluetooth headphones? Literally just fucking Google it. Because Bluetooth headphones are actually an extremely well-documented security risk. And this is not some obscure thing that only techies know. It's a pretty commonly known thing, literally, first page of Google. Bluetooth's known security risks are also a part of the government's official security protocols. For instance, did you know that White House computers have Bluetooth disabled as a default setting for precisely this reason? Last year, the government's National Security Agency Defensive Cybersecurity Branch recommended users disable Bluetooth altogether to avoid having their conversations compromised. And according to the Daily Beast, who just published a fantastic breakdown of the different security risks involving Bluetooth, members of the current slate of State Department nominees, ranging from would-be assistant secretaries to potential ambassadors, have also been warned by the NSA about Bluetooth's potential failability from a security perspective. In briefings done by security engineering officers with the U.S. Foreign Service, nominees are told that an open Bluetooth connection can be a, quote, cracked window, allowing bad actors access to their devices and data. It can also allow attackers to physically track you and create logs of your physical movements, habits, and behavior in ways that can help predict your future movements. The NSA warned nominees that Bluetooth can be used to track your locations using equipment called sniffers, even if your phone's cellular service is turned off. And here's a scary case. Cybersecurity researchers found that Bluetooth allowed bad actors to steal targets' contacts, call logs, and messages, and let them send fake messages from their targets' phones. Now, to be clear, most regular people really do not need to worry about this kind of thing. I know I personally don't use Bluetooth headphones, not for security reasons, but mostly because I find Bluetooth technology to be kind of janky and like slow to connect. And honestly, I just don't want to have to worry about losing one of my $200 AirPods on a train. And I also think that the wire can be a really good signal to the world that I am obviously wearing headphones. Those little earbuds can get lost behind my hair, and then people try to talk to you while you're wearing headphones, and it's just very awkward. But even though normal people don't really have to worry about this, it's still something that we should all know. And if you're the vice president of the United States, obviously you need to have this level of awareness about digital security. The Daily Beast talked to a former NSA threat intelligence analyst who said it's a fine protocol for almost everyone, even with the vulnerabilities that Bluetooth present, because these kinds of attacks require reasonably close access to exploit it, along with an actor who has both the capability and the intent to do so. This means only a few thousand people out of the billions on Earth need to worry about this problem, and the vice president of the United States is one of them. So did Politico mention any of these widely known and easily verifiable facts about Bluetooth technology in their piece about how crazy and paranoid Harris is for not having conversations over Bluetooth? No, of course they didn't. And this is what really makes me so angry. What a missed opportunity to educate and inform the public on the security realities of technology many of us use every day. What is even the point of a piece like this if it's not meant to inform the public? And framing Harris as a paranoid crazy person for following pretty clear digital security guidance isn't just lazy, which it is. I think it's also actively harmful because it obscures the facts. It actively contributes to the public being less informed about the role of technology. But why would a journalist do something like inform the public when they can settle for cheap attacks on a black woman in politics to frame her as a domineering crazy person? And here's the thing, there are plenty of real reasons to be critical of Vice President Harris. I'm not saying that everybody should or has to agree with her policies or even like her, but that doesn't mean it's okay for her to be attacked with unfair, shallow smear jobs either. As a black woman, sometimes it feels like we cannot win. Harris is criticized for buying expensive cookware and then criticized for using the cheapo wired headphones that come with your iPhone instead of spending hundreds of dollars for the wireless ones. And even when we do the correct thing, we're still criticized for it. It is exhausting, and what's worse, it doesn't leave room for actual conversations about substance. And I think that's kind of the point. If Harris and black women are associated with controversies, yes, even made-up BS controversies, it'll create a media ecosystem where black women and women of color can't fairly compete men are being judged by absurd, unfair standards instead of being judged by our policies, words, records, and actions. And media outlets like Politico need to decide what kind of ecosystem they want to contribute to. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? You can reach us at hello@tangodi.com. You can also find transcripts for today's episode at tangodi.com. There Are No Girls on the Internet was created by me, Bridget Todd. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unboss Creative. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our producer and sound engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. If you want to help us grow, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.